In 2 years, major transformations will take place for the local healthcare scene and for one of Buffalo's most dynamic neighborhoods. In 2017, the new Oshai Children's Hospital will open on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, and operations will cease at the current Children's Hospital, prompting questions about the future of the massive site at Elmwood and Bryant. That situation is being addressed. Michael Hughes, spokesman for Kaleida Health, tells WBFO News that requests for proposals for the site are scheduled to be out on the street by Labor Day. So the request for proposals, now what about that? How are you going about trying to access them? What have you heard yet from interested parties?
So in any type of development, the reason you'd go through a request for proposals is you're trying to generate as many ideas as possible at a very competitive pace with the ability to draw out strong, qualified, demonstrated track record type developers. So for this, we've heard a number of informal suggestions, comments, ideas, but what the request for proposal will do is to have interested parties put it on paper and show us their ideas and give us their best attempt at what should and could be the best redevelopment for that site.
Obviously, there's not a lot of specifics just yet. At the same time, kind of looking back to when this whole idea was first floated, and that was several years ago, the idea of moving Children's Hospital, and there was a lot of concern about that neighborhood and that whether or not that particular site could be filled. Now we flash forward here to 2015. The economy in Buffalo has changed dramatically. Is there that sense? Is that what you're feeling, that there's all sorts of possibilities and more than likely something good is going to come of this particular site?
Absolutely. I mean, Buffalo and West New York is a much different place than it was 3, 4, 5 years ago when the announcement was made that the hospital would move and a new facility would be built. We're certainly not in the development business. We're in the healthcare business. We're here to take care of patients. So we leave the development up to the experts. But, the feeling and the feedback that we get is that development will be much different than it would have been 5 or 10 years ago, or even what happened with Millard Gates and some of the issues that we went through there.
Obviously, Kaleida would like to try to wash its hands of that that location as soon as possible. But any of these RFPs, I mean, would they first need some sort of city or planning board approval?
So, for us, it's not about just washing our hands of it. What we are looking to do is make a responsible decision with a transaction that is suitable for the neighborhood and acceptable for the community. So we wouldn't put something, we wouldn't select someone who wants to put something in there that's controversial.
And then finally, looking forward to 2017 when the new Oshai Children's Hospital opens up, what can the public expect there?
So for the new hospital, this is something that it really only happens once every 100 or 125 years. So we're in a historic time for the community. So, children's hospitals may open up once, twice a year across the country. Our current children's hospital is one of only 43 standalone facilities in the United States, the only standalone children's hospital in New York State. So this is a historic time. And what we're building is a facility that meets the needs of the community. It's more focused on outpatient rather than inpatient, which is where healthcare is going. It's focused on moms and kids, which is what we serve there. So I just think it's going to be a historic time that really reflects where healthcare will be and where it's going, but really a comforting, caring place.
Mike Hughes of Kaleida Health, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Jay, thanks for having me.